You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast. We're having trouble getting Nikki on. Wait a minute. She's here, but I don't know. She says, I'm here. You're where? I don't know. So just bear with me. She's in the UK, and I try this direct dial and all that kind of stuff, and it just doesn't seem to be working. So just bear with me a moment. Oh, she says she's here. Okay, so let's try this again. Far be it for me to know. Okay. Let me try her number again. It's not that simple, you know. Won't let me do it. So, hold the fort. We mustn't give up, right? No. Usually my guests will do paid Skype or et cetera, but we thought we would try this, but it might not work. Let me see here. Just hang in there. I'm going to try this again. Okay. Dialing.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Oh, Nikki. Oh, it was dropped. Hold on. It works. It's dropped. Okay, Desmond, just hang in there. I know you're sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting and thinking, what in the world is going on here? Okay, we're going to do this again.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Nikki, are you there? Nope. Keeps dropping, so I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. The only way, thing is if she calls on her cell, and we'll see what happens with that. Just bear with me. Let's talk to, I'm going to try again. Bring Desmond on here. Hi, Desmond. Sorry for the long wait. I'm having trouble connecting her. For some reason, it keeps dropping.
Oh, okay. I mean, you can keep trying if you want to.
Oh, you know, I will, because I just sent her an email. I said, I can't connect with you, so you have to call in. So, but anyways, where are you from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. All right. Now, I don't know that she's going to answer psychic questions. I mean, this is not a psychic hour. It's just about her. But I'll leave that up to her and see if that's what you want, or you just want to listen. It's always good to listen. You know, I like having people on the show just to listen and see what's going on, and you can ask questions of her. Let me see here. I'm going to try this again. For some reason, it keeps dropping her. Isn't that weird? All right, try it again. She's on.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Nikki. Nope, dropped it again. Okay. So just bear with me, Desmond.
Okay.
We have dead air here. You can hear me typing away. Well, I'm going to have her call in if she can. If not, we'll just have to cancel. I'm sorry about that. I don't know. I thought this would be a simpler thing, but it keeps dropping it. Dropping the number. Okay. Be that as it may. But we all know. You know, I don't give up. It takes me quite a bit to give up. Okay. Send her the number again and make sure she knows she has it here. And then I'll watch for her to connect, and hopefully she will. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we have dead air here, but I don't mean to have dead air. We're going to keep trying. I'm going to send her this number and see if she can just call in. Hopefully she can. Okay, we'll wait a few minutes. Anyways, I'll tell you a little bit what's going on. StarsPsychics.com, that starts with a Z. We have first 3 minutes are free, of course, and then there's a special for you one time only after that. It's 10 minutes for $10, which is a really good price for new clients, and then it goes back up to the regular rates. But, you know, I'm bringing in some new readers. I've got somebody that I'm going to be talking to from Greece, and I'm, you know, it's just a tough time here all over. And this field, I like to call it this arena, is probably faced with more difficulties than like restaurants and places like that, because we are entertainment. We are, you know, you don't have to have us. You know, doesn't put food on your table and all that kind of stuff. But we really are here for you to talk and get you through some of this. I don't know how difficult it is for some people, probably really bad. And then, of course, out in Texas now, you know, where they don't have any electricity. And I talked to, well, he's like my other son there, and he said that he's okay. But a lot of people have generators. I'm in South Carolina, and I have a generator. It's at my son's, because we get hit with hurricanes or, you know, winds. And even though there are no poles here, there's no electrical poles, we have everything underground, but still, it could get zapped. You know, it could get hit. And I have all kinds of trees on my property, probably the most in this sub. And I thought, oh, this would be pretty to have all these trees. But little did I think ahead and say, oh, what if we get bad weather? I didn't even think about it. But anyways, it's really pretty here. It's probably, well, it's kind of, you know, it looks ugly out, but it's not very cold. It's probably in the 50s. Next week it goes to the upper 60s, and we'll be climbing thereafter. And I came from Michigan, so I certainly know what it's like. There's a man listening right now, and he's from, I think he said Cleveland. Well, he's probably getting crummy weather, too. But Michigan was land of ice and snow. The ice was so predominant there. It was unreal, and I hated it. Black ice, you know, where the roads got to have a glaze on them, and you really can't tell if they're wet or if they're frozen until you get on it, and then you go sliding everywhere. But, you know, we get through it. But see, there, and in the States that get a lot of snow, you have plows and you have salt trucks. And we didn't live very far from the schools, so we were the first streets to get plowed and get the salt. So it wasn't that bad, but if you went on the main road, you were stuck. I mean, you really had trouble. I worked at a tennis club, so I had to drive. But sometimes I would be on time. Sometimes I would be a few minutes late. It just depended upon, you know, what weather I was running into, the roads and all that kind of thing. Well, we're waiting here for my guest, medium Nikki Allen. She's in the UK. I can tell you a little bit about her. She has a book called Myself Plus One, A Diary of a Psychic, and her website is Nikki, NikkyAllan.co.uk. I have a feeling she's probably going to have trouble calling in. I don't know. She sent me, I'm here. But something happened. You know, and you're trying to call another country, and this is the first time I've ever done it. Usually they just call in with no problem using, you know, paid Skype. Paid Skype will give you a month for I don't know how much. It's not very much money. And, you know, you can do it that way. But a lot of people really don't want to do that. So we thought, well, maybe we'll do it this way. So we'll just wait here a few minutes. I mean, I'm going to wait just a bit. I'm not going anywhere. I planned on doing this anyhow. So, okay. Let's see. I'm looking in the chat, making sure she didn't wander in there. No, she did not. So, let's see, what else can I tell you? I'm getting some messages saying the number isn't recognized. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, did you do the right code? Oh, now she sent me something else. Hold the fort here. Hold on. No. we're going to do this again. I got a different number from her now. Okay, now I'm going to put this in just like she sent it to me. You know, we're going to do this. Desmond's probably laughing. Okay, we'll try now. Oh, maybe we're going to get it this time. It's holding. Nope. Nope. Call failed. It was not answered. You know what? I don't think you're supposed to put a dot in there. Hold on. I don't think we're supposed to have a dot there. I'm talking to myself. Well, actually, Desmond's listening. My friend is listening, probably thinking, God, listen to her jabber away. That's me. That's me. Try this again. Dialing. Nope. Call failed. Was not answered. Okay. Let's try this. Wonder if my cousin is listening. BJ, if you're listening, I'm sorry about this show. I don't know if she was going to try to tune in. Nothing to tune into because, okay. Saying the number isn't recognized, is that the full international code for the number? Well, oh, wait a minute. I don't know. This is not fun. I'm not having fun here. Invite guest. Send an invitation to her. Nope. It's just not working. And you know, you have to have exactly the right number to do this. Let's see, my friend is sending me a message. Might be the weather not good in your area. No, it's not. No. It's not that. Well, I don't know. Let me just send her a note. Not sure how to dial out from the UK. You can hear me typing away, right? I also have a magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. You can check that out. That's really pretty cool. But the number is... Typing is good. She just told me my typing is good. Oh, goodness gracious, this is terrible. I feel terrible. She's gonna would be such a great guest. We were laughing on in our emails and okay. Do this again, right? Give her the number to call in. Okay, let's see. Let's wait. Let's wait a few here. Okay, let's get Desmond on here. Hey, Desmond, you're in Cleveland. You have a lot of snow there?
Not at the moment, but it is around like 18 degrees. Yesterday was about 13. So yes, it's pretty cold here.
You heard that I'm originally from Michigan, Detroit area, and I hated it.
Right next door, okay.
Yeah. But, there's one of the birds. But I moved down here right after 9/11 in 2001.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were lucky we sold our house before that happened, or else we probably would still be there. We were just lucky. Okay. No, it's not connecting. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to figure something else out here. I don't really know. Saying wrong number. Well, it's the right number. Yes, typed it in exactly. Hmm. She really wants to get on the show. She's trying. Bless her heart, right? I'm telling you. Okay, hold on. Here. We're going to tell her to call this number. What you have to call, have to, in order to call another country. It's the weirdest thing, isn't it? And see, she may not be understanding what I'm telling her either, because, you know, sometimes to dial out, you know, if you're in another place, sometimes you have to dial something else. And maybe, let's see here. Maybe that might be the problem. You know, sometimes, you know, you have a special code, like it could be 243. Oh, wait a minute. I got her, I think. Nikki, is that you?
Hello. Yes.
You didn't
give me the code for the U.S. or for New York.
Well,
area.
Yeah, well, it is. The code is, well, for to dial out from your country, you know, you just don't know what number you have to dial, right?
No, I didn't know either. So I've had to frantically Google it. And then I've been going, hello, and I've been sitting there for ages screaming.
I told you in one of we're laughing because Nikki and I have been emailing back and forth, and I said to her, we'll do this somehow, we'll figure it out. Okay, so
oh
you had to call from
goodness.
Your cell phone, right?
I'm phoning from a cell phone now. I give up because I literally was panicking. I've been Googling everything to try and find out what
your international number is. Don't panic.
And
okay, we'll keep this to
God.
A minimum. But let's get started. I've got my buddy, Medium Nikki Allen. She's in the UK, and I was trying to call her. She was trying to call me. But anyways, we got it together, and this is wonderful. I'm so happy. Anyways, I started to tell everybody about the site and everything I've been talking away. Of course, everybody already knows about me and the site, so let's talk about you. Okay, so how did you get started as a TV psychic medium?
Wow, that I could answer that. It could take 6 weeks, but I'll try and do the short version. I'm a born psychic, so I come from many. I'm like fourth generation that I know of in my family as a psychic medium, with the ability to see obviously spirit people, angels, and my first spirit person was my dad two days after he died in a road accident. And I saw him fully manifested, and he drove by in his car and put his thumbs up and said, I'm okay, Nick, don't worry. So you can imagine, as a 9-year-old child, I go running home and say, hang on a minute, I've just seen Daddy in the car. And that's when my grandpa pulled me aside and said, Nikki, you're special. I need to explain to you that you're going to be seeing spirit people. From that day on, it kind of just grew. And, you know, obviously, I don't know if you've introduced me during our nightmare of trying to get hold of each other, but I was a detective. I was in the police force here in the UK, and that's what I always wanted to do. So I kind of, you know, ended up doing psychic readings and gatherings in the evening, and then I was arresting murderers and investigating murders during the day. And, you know, I was kind of always dipping in and out, you know, for many, many years. But then I got an injury on duty saving a young girl's life, and I ripped a lot of my back and my spine to pieces. I've had real good luck in my life.
You sure have.
Yeah.
But tell me, when you saw your father, were you afraid?
Yeah.
I mean, did it scare you?
No, to be honest with you, my darling, I was angry because I thought I'd been lied to. So I went home, you know, I was with my auntie, we were walking my dog, and I just said, there's Daddy, and she's going, what, darling? I said, there's Daddy, look, he's in the car, there, now, and I'm getting more and more frantic, and she couldn't see what I was looking at, and I just was,
no.
And I just went, I remember just running home really angry, because all my family told me my dad had died, And I'd just seen him, and I thought, why are you lying to me? So I was really angry, you know. It wasn't as if, you know, it was a spectral type of view. It was solid. He literally pulled up in the car and sat face-to-face with me and said, I'm okay, don't worry. And don't even ask me how Spirit World can manifest a car, for a start, you know, this big automobile sitting there. And I just kind of saw him as solid as you like, as any other human being. And that's when, as I say, I went home and my granddad said, and I was so upset, and obviously I was upsetting everybody else because, you know, they perhaps thought
sure.
I was in denial, you know, pretending.
And some of them probably
really
didn't
die.
Understand the gifts that you had. So they would be afraid. They're thinking, well, what is she, nuts? She's gone crazy or what? She's seeing things now, right?
I think, well, my mum's side aren't as aware, but because I come from many generations of mediums and psychics on my dad's side, that's
okay.
when my granddad realised that I'd picked up the legacy, because normally it's the seventh son of the seventh son that goes through our family line that pick up the legacy of, you know, the main spirit medium of our family bloodline. But for the first time, it was a female. And so, you know, my auntie does tarot, my sister's a healer, my brother's a working full-time medium as well. We've all got it. And now, you know, my nieces and nephews have it as well. So my granddad thought, wow, you know, I need to talk to her now and give her the talk. So, you know, kind of like when you're talking about the birds and bees and you're kind of, can I have a little chat with you, son or daughter? Mine was about seeing spirit people.
Darling, I need to talk to you about spirits. You're going to be seeing things. Don't let them scare you. Well, you know, I mean, I don't see spirits, Nikki. The only thing for me is that I'll hear. Like,
yes.
I'll hear my phone, you know, like when you're just waking up, I'll hear my phone ring once, but it's not my phone. It's coming from the etheric.
Wow.
It's coming, you know, but that's all I can do. I mean, I had a really close friend who used to co-host the show. She was a medium. And, you know, she passed away 3 years ago yesterday, and I keep talking to her every day. You know, I can hear. Why don't you do something so I can hear you? But maybe it's her. I don't know who it is, but I hear it almost every morning.
Wow, that is incredible. So, you know,
no,
at
no,
the end of the day,
it is, but it isn't because you're in the dark. You don't really know who it is.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks before she passed, I heard a harp, you know, the instrument, the harp. It was like somebody just stroked it one time. That's what I heard.
So,
and I knew it was the angels. I knew it was something important, Nikki, but she asked me, she said, well, what do you think? I said, well, it's something from the angels. It's an announcement. Well, I think it was to let me know that she was going to pass. That's what I think it was.
Yes, because you know what? The angel to me, I've seen the angel connected with Archangel Gabriel before. I'm sorry, the harp connected with Archangel Gabriel before. And one of his main duties is to bring messages to us, including messages from the spirit world to the earth plane. He also allows visitation. And I only know this because my dad sat with me for 10 minutes. And, you know, it's in my book, Me, Myself and I, where he actually manifested for 10 minutes and talked to me solidly, you know, a few years ago, just after my road accident. And he kept saying, Gabriel, give me another minute. And, you know, I've also then heard people say, I heard Gabriel, and then my husband sat at the end of my bed. So, Gabriel, perhaps you may need to invoke Gabriel and say to him, look, you know, or her, whatever way you see her, and say, look, I'm hearing this, bring me more.
Yeah.
Or, you know, perhaps meditate and find your guide and say, bring me more, I can hear this. Because
I talk to her every day.
There.
Every morning I talk to her, asking for guidance
heart.
And help. And, you know, she really loved me. I mean, we were like sisters, and I had a special bond with her. But it was really funny, and I don't know if people come to you and say this, but I would say to her, okay, Maya, go get with your guides. And then we started laughing because she'd say, okay, I'm going to convene with them. And so that was the big word, convene. You know, okay, convene. I don't care if you sit at the table. I don't care what you do with your lamp sitting there and your cloth hanging over. I said, just, you know, and she would do that. But, you know, for me, Nikki, what she would always say to me is, just believe what's in your heart. She said,
absolutely
nobody
fine.
Will tell you like what you know. So, you know, sometimes
absolutely.
I know that. You know, but anyways,
yeah.
Anyway, so I'm sure you're pretty busy with all the readings that you do and all of that, right?
Well, to be honest with you, because of my condition, a lot of my work now, I've had to obviously adapt because of the condition I got following my road accident, which is chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. I've literally just come out of a relapse where I've been poorly for a month. So I've had to adapt my way. You know, but I used to do television before. I used to tour around the UK. I was just about to come over to the States to do a tour. Then I was going to Australia. I had a fantastic commitment that I had with the Discovery Channel on Sky that I was going to do. And then, bang, the road accident happened. So now my main focus is what I can manage with my condition. So at the moment, my YouTube channel is, I absolutely love that because I do readings on there. I do spiritual
education. Okay, let's tell us what your YouTube channel is. What is your YouTube channel?
It's Nikki Allen, NikyAllan, Nikki Allen.
Okay.
If you just type that in, or the Bedroom Guru.
The Bedroom Guru, I love it.
The Bedroom Guru, because I'm in bed most of the time. And my angels were the ones, you know, the angel realms were the ones, as in my book, Me, Myself, and I describe. I basically had the angel realm say teach, because I can hear, taste, smell, see, feel, and know anything.
Oh, you're very, very gifted.
I'm thinking teach, and I'm like, seriously, how am I going to teach? I'm laying in bed with a chronic illness, right? And then my cell phone turned on, and a YouTube program started playing, and I'm like, how? What, I don't even subscribe to YouTube. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I was like, hell no. No, 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 no. I am not going on YouTube when I can't even wash my hair, sitting ill, teaching. There's no way. Oh, how the angel realms laughed. Because literally they kept saying teach, and then there was bangs and crashes and goodness knows what. And in the end, I thought, well, do you know what? And if anybody goes over to my channel, they'll see a few years ago, I looked like rubbish. I'm really poorly, and I literally had enough of the angel realm telling me to teach. And I started my first video saying, look, I've got all of this knowledge. I've got all of these ways that I can help you. Listen to me. And it's growing very slowly, very steadily. And the feedback I'm getting from the US, Canada, South Africa, Europe, UK,
of course,
people are absolutely loving it. And they're asking questions. So they'll say, tell me about what an aura is. So I'll answer it via the videos. And it's really good because I can do it whenever I feel well enough.
That's right. Whenever you want to, you're not
set
at a time. I don't have to do it at this time or that time. Like, you know, like for me, when I do my shows, like you're in the afternoon. I'm in the afternoon here, but I adjust. I have somebody that's going to be from Barcelona, Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all over the world. And that's the beauty of it. You see, when you can just do it when you want to do it. I just always make sure it's on a Wednesday.
Exactly.
But,
I'm gonna
check out your YouTube channel. That's cool. I love it.
Do you know what? If I ever had makeup and was dressed, nobody would recognize me anymore. Most of the time, you'll see me in my PJs.
You're so much fun. But I knew you would be because in the audience. And I have a man here. I don't know what he wants. On the air. Let me see. Let me bring him in, Nikki. See what he wants to do here. If you want. I told him you're not going to do readings.
No, I don't mind.
Okay, Desmond, you're live on the air with Nikki. We got her. Yay. And you're probably laughing all the way because you're thinking, God, she's been trying. So what did you want to talk to Nikki? What would you want to say to Nikki?
First of all, thanks for being patient.
I was very patient. Let me hear from you, darling.
Say again.
I said it's lovely to hear from you, darling. What would you like me to answer?
Oh, I have a female friend that I work with. We became pretty close. But she told me her situation, like she's in a relationship that's not really a relationship. She stays with the father of her children. They're not really physical or whatever, but should I just stay friends with her? I mean, she's really cool and everything. She has a very inviting personality, but should I just stay friends right now till she works everything out?
Do you, the feeling I'm getting straight away with her, she seems really bubbly and she seems really open-hearted and she seems really kind. That's what I feel with her and that's what you love. I've got a feeling that you haven't been in a relationship like this before where she's so open and you feel so connected. Is that right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I feel that you have got a soul contract with this lady, okay? And I feel that, you know, you have most probably even had previous lives together where you feel so connected and she's always on your mind and always in your thoughts. Is that right?
Yeah.
And obviously at the moment she does, because she's such a lovely lady, rather than lie or, you know, deceive anybody, she's standing by her duty-bound life at the moment. And I don't feel it is her choice, but she's making that decision out of being the best person she can be. And it's no reflection on how she feels about you, but she's duty-bound to carry out what's going on there. It's a very hard situation to be in, darling, because you are wanting a relationship with her and she is standing by her duties. Does that make sense?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what I would do at the moment, do you know what? Personally and intuitively, I'm feeling that if you are starting to feel any stress, anxiety, sadness because you can't be closer to her, then it might be good for you to, and this is the hardest thing to do ever, is to come away, live your life as it should be, and ask the universe, hand it over to the universe and say, if we're supposed to be together, let the circumstances change. Okay, so only you really can gauge if it's hurting you not being able to be with her properly or not. If it is, you're going to have to do the bravest thing ever and pull away and just distance yourself a bit more. I'm wondering if perhaps, you know, you've become so connected because she doesn't create any harm for you. She's no way she'll break your heart, you know, and you've had that happen before and you're vulnerable to people that have hurt you or taken you for granted in the past and you feel safe with her. And I totally understand all of your feelings, emotions. I can feel them, darling. But what I would say at the moment is I would perhaps pull back, let her do what she needs to do. You find ways to bring happiness to your life, not necessarily by looking for another relationship, by finding things that feed you. Like meditation, I think, is really good. You've got a very curious mind for other dimensions, if you like. Try and find things to feed your own personal contentment until the universe sorts this out for you. As I say, at the moment, I can't see a relationship taking place in the next couple of years because she's devoting herself to what she feels she needs to do. Does that make
right.
sense, darling?
Yes.
Do you understand? And I feel like, you know, perhaps it might help for you to take yourself away and perhaps investigate or, you know, have a look into other relationships with other people and see how they go. Because at the moment, I really can't feel her being with you in the next near future. It feels like there's too much going on with her commitments at the moment. But what I will say is that if she was free, I feel that you'd be starting a relationship up. So find ways to let the universe will do it. If you're meant to be together, the universe will deal with it. But I would perhaps investigate looking at dating other girls or looking at filling your life with other social things. I know it's hard with the pandemic at the moment, but this is like, you know, when the lockdowns, and I don't know what situation you are in over there, but here it's total lockdown. But just try and find ways to, you know, perhaps manifest or create other relationships with other people that you feel safe with, and then just see if the universe will provide. Because at the moment, I do feel that she's too committed to give you what you want, unfortunately, at the moment. Do you understand
right.
that? And I kind of feel like I'm telling you what you already know. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense
right.
to me. Yes. Desmond, you know.
Yeah.
Desmond knows. Yes.
Can I just quickly say that, you know, use your creativity. You've got amazing imagination. You've got excellent creative ability. You've got a real empath and spiritual awareness around you. Start exploring that and seeing ways for you to find how you can keep yourself contented. There is nothing worse than being in love with someone that has got other things to do in their life. But, you know, be patient. But I would still explore other relationships and then wait for her to be free.
Okay, that makes sense.
Does that make sense, darling?
Yes, yes, completely.
Yeah, you find her safe, don't you? Because I think you've been exposed to people that have taken, you know, they've either not humiliated you, but they've taken you for granted, and they, you know, they've never given you what you really wanted, and you can see in her that you would get that, but
right.
She's so duty bound to her life at the moment, she's not free to give you what you want. It could change. The universe could say, right, let's put these two lovely people together, but in the meantime, explore other relationships and friendships until that possible time will come. And you'll know it, and she'll know it.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the advice. That was, yeah, that's pretty much.
I know. Sorry I can't change it, because so many people want to hear the magical end story, but I can feel, you know, it's not she doesn't love you or like you. It's she is just stuck with what she needs to do at the moment. She feels duty-bound to fulfill what she's doing with her family at the moment, and that's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're so lovely as well. But, you know, as I say, sometimes the universe works in mysterious ways and you're brought together, you know. And so just that's what, do you know what, if it was me, and it really is painful, I would just say, do you know what, I really feel we should be together. Please enable this to happen. If it's meant to be, I'm going to let this go and wait for you to bring us together. And then just try and find other ways to fill your time and life until that's meant to be. You know, I don't think you should be waiting at the moment. I think you should be exploring other ways to keep yourself happy, and then see what happens. 2 years to me is a massive change environment for you. I don't know also if you're going to change where you're living, or you're going to change your perspective on life, or even a work environment. But in 2 years' time, you're going to be in a very different space. I think you can be open to being a bit down yourself. And so we want you to, you know, have a look at my YouTube channel. There's loads of videos there to show how, you know, to keep yourself positive and happy, and what happens when, you know, you feel you've got your soulmate, but they can't be with you, you know. And
right.
That's what I feel you should be doing now, is investing time in yourself, self-love, what makes you happy, and then just let the rest, hand it over to the universe, and let them bring you together when it's right. It could possibly be 2 years' time. That's what I keep saying, two years. Okay? And
okay.
There's a... Very, very quickly, there's this lady that's on the larger side rather than a slim lady, very bubbly. I don't know if you didn't have a healthy upbringing, or she was like a mum, but she wasn't blood mum. You know, I don't know if you lived with your grandma or something like that, but she's like got a really curvy figure, very bubbly personality, very strong, wouldn't take any nonsense. And I can see her in my mind's eye standing there nodding at what I'm saying. So, sorry, it's very brief because obviously we're on a radio show, but I know that I've got this very strong feminine energy standing there saying, come on, hold strong, you know. You love yourself a bit more and pull yourself away and make yourself happy. Don't put all your eggs in one basket by just loving this one person. The whole world deserves a bit of you out there somewhere. And write, do a journal. You're very good at writing and expressing yourself creatively. Start doing that, darling, because you're such a precious man, lovely energy, and then see what the universe provides in 2 years' time.
Okay
Desmond,
thank
you.
You
got your answer.
Okay, darling.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Come back and see us.
Okay
Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki, you're wonderful.
Yes.
I could listen to you all day. I had a close friend, her name was Angie, but she was from Derbyshire. Is that in England?
What do you say? Yeah.
She was from there, and she sounded just like you, because there's different there's different ways that you talk, right? I mean, if you go to different sized parts of the country, they talk a little bit differently, right?
Absolutely, same as you. Yeah, there's all different area accents over here, all very different. You're lucky I'm not from Scotland or Ireland, you just wouldn't understand a word I'm saying.
Oh, I had somebody from Scotland, and we were laughing so hard because it was a man. I said to him, you have to talk slower so I can understand you. but you're easy to understand. And then I had a lady from France.
Oh, yes.
She was a singer. Now, French is really tough when they speak English. It's tough, very tough.
Wow.
But You know what happens is that the more you listen, you figure out what they're saying. If you've done this enough and listened to different voices enough, you can figure it out. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm hanging a bit now.
So basically, what are you doing now? Are you writing another book? You're doing your YouTube channel. What are you up to right now?
Yeah, I'm a columnist in three magazines anyway, so I obviously have my articles in the magazine. I'm doing book number two, which is called Survival, The Afterlife Explained. And it's very much a book that encompasses everything we want to know about the afterlife, from near-death experiences to where we go after we die, of heaven that's been shown to me, and all the various chambers that I take people to on meditations, actually, on my YouTube channel. And then how, you know, what mediums are about, how to find a good medium, how to start connecting with your spirit loved one. It then goes on, you know, signs from spirit people, how to identify them and reconnect with your loved ones. And then the end part is just beautiful because it's true stories of people, it's skeptical people, that it's been proven to them that their loved one's still with them. And it's just, it's a beautiful little book, and it's very down to earth as I am. You know, at the end of the day, I don't make it all complicated. I don't make it all spiritual, and I call it spooky dookie. It's down to earth.
Yeah, well, it's true. It's true. And, you know, some people, I mean, I think at this time in the world, they need people like you, people like me to, it's a tough time. It's a tough time, for a lot of people.
Indeed.
I'm used to working from home, and a lot of people are, but a lot of people are not. And it's very difficult, to be stuck in the house and just go to the grocery store to get food and you come back home.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's the nature of what you're doing, and you're not socializing.
No, exactly. And do you know what? The whole thing is I had 5 years in bed alone, on my own, with just me and my two little rescue dogs. And so I've smashed it. So this is why, you know, I love doing the YouTube channels and doing my books and writing my articles, because I'm showing people how to cope when they're faced with themselves. There's lots of people use distractions. You know, they're out with their friends, they're with their family, and they go out and do whatever they want to do. And then suddenly they're stuck with themselves and their demons.
Yeah.
And they've got nothing else apart from, you know, how they feel about themselves. And how you feel about yourself and how your mental state is obviously affects your emotions and your behavior and your actions. And so this is, you know, I thought that my path was just to prove that the spirit world exists, but it isn't. Part of my path is also, or my main part of my path now, is to help people on their earthbound experience to get over their demons, to get over their challenges in life, to find positivity and self-love, and to, you know, make a real good crack at the human experience this time round.
Right. Have you ever heard of Wanderers?
Yeah. Of who?
Wanderers.
Wanderers?
Yes. That's what I am,
no,
I think.
That?
Well, it is, okay, they have a different childhood. And I'm kind of speaking from experience. They have they're alone. They're like on the outside looking in. I mean, they have parents, they're clothed, they have food, they go to school, but they really don't have parental care, parental guidance, okay? And I didn't realize that until I had an interview a few weeks ago, and she told me, she said, wait a minute, she said, that's what you are. And they are here, they're placed here, just to help. And, you know, I'll tell you something, Nikki. That's what I do. I feel for everything. I feel for the little goats, the baby goats, the pigs, the cats, the this, the that. I mean, I can sit on Instagram and watch on YouTube and watch all of these things, and my heart is just with them. I just want to take care of all of them. And she said to me, you know, she said, that's what you are. That's why you're here, is to just to take care of. And I thought about it afterwards, and I thought, well, yeah, but it would be kind of nice to have something for me, but there, I do have something for me. My life has been saved many times already on Earth. I know what I want to ask you. I want to tell you this before you have to go, because I know you're on your cell phone and it's costing you money.
No, I'm fine, don't worry.
When I got really seriously ill, I had a virus, not like what's going around now, but it just took over my whole body, not just my lungs, not just my breathing, but my whole body, okay? Well, one night, during the night, I woke up, and my room was glowing a golden color, which could have been for healing, right?
But I sat up and I looked around and I looked around. I thought, where is this light coming from? Behind me on the wall was about a 7-foot crystal. That's where the glow was coming from this big, huge crystal. Yes.
Yep.
Now, the lady that passed away, she told me, she said, it was either God or it was an archangel. But she says it was something really high. And she said, I said, yeah, but you know what? I had to see it. I mean, I could have been healed while I was sleeping and not ever see it. But I had to see it.
What color was the crystal?
It was like a golden yellow. I've never seen the color again. I mean, I've seen it on some sites with people that I'll interview, and I'll say, gosh, that really looks like that color.
Oh, my God. Can I just say to you, do you know I said about Gabriel earlier with the harp?
Yeah.
Right? His colors, the rays that he works on, are golden, yellow, and white.
Maybe it was Gabriel.
I can't prove it now, but before you were saying it, I knew you were going to say yellow. I knew it. I could see it in my head. I really would invoke him into your life and see what he's got for you, because, you know, you do these radio shows, and that's part of being a messenger of spirit, of otherworldly things, of, you know, the stuff that obviously people want to hear and be inspired by. So you're doing the messenger bit already.
He is the messenger. No one is the messenger.
With his energy. Because that's his color. That is his color. The yellow golden ray is his color. And every angel I've ever seen is about 7 foot. They're huge. And they just radiate light. Sometimes it's just light. Sometimes it is crystals I've seen. Other times I see their image. Or other times I just hear them say their name. You know, it's so funny. I once had an angel come in and I'm like, who are you, Raguel? And I thought, never heard of you, mate. Never heard of you. You don't exist. And then when I Googled it, he was the Archangel of Balance and Harmony, which is exactly what I needed at the time. And, you know, so that's how I found out about the angels. I didn't take a test or go to class for it. They just came in and introduced themselves. And then I Googled them. I thought, wow, that one exists. That's really cool. And Gabriel has got some connection with you, darling. I absolutely know it. And as soon as you said the harp as well, and to say a yellow golden crystal, oh my, you need to kind of work with Gabriel.
I really will. And I never thought of that. Nobody ever told me whom, you know. I just had this. I'm going to ask her that. And I'm not going to ask you anything about my future. I'm just going to ask you about that, because you're right. I mean, I love what I do, and I'll talk to anybody, anywhere, and anyone. I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter. I can talk to you.
Yeah, I know.
We don't know each other. I mean, we knew each other from email. We were laughing. But it's like we've known each other for years.
Yeah.
Yep.
All I was going to say is my next, and this is even more spooky, right? This is even more spooky. Yesterday, I started recording a guided meditation that takes you up to the Crystal Palace. This is what I call basically heaven, right? All the layers and the chambers are where they've shown me since I was like, you know, 20 years old. And I was halfway through the meditation, recording it for YouTube, and the door opened at the Crystal Palace, and it was Archangel Gabriel. And then just as I said that, my dog came in and started barking and ruined the recording. Right. So I thought, oh wow. So I've got to redo it, which I'm planning to do tomorrow. So you listen when that guided meditation goes up. You listen to that, because Gabriel, it was the person that met me, and this is so synchronistic. What's happening now? We're talking about him. So you should do that meditation. So I think you may go and see Maya.
And you know, it's really strange, but I know she's with me, and I know she knows I'm in tune. She knows. I was really close. Yeah. She loved me more than anybody on earth. She told her husband that.
Oh,
I talked to her.
We
sent emails. I mean, that was the deal. But anyways, I said to her, just show me a way to reach you. I mean, you know, I'm here. I'm listening. You know, I can hear. I can, but I don't hear that much. You know, I wish I could hear people talking, but I can't.
I'll tell you something else. No, but you've got the wonderful gift of being able to hear anyway, so just keep going with that. But again, and I know this is really weird, right, and I keep banging on about YouTube. However,
there's another guided meditation on there that you really should do. It's called Visiting Heaven on my channel. And I have had people, hundreds, thousands of people have told me that they've gone up, and I literally do it because they told me to do it. You go up to heaven and you meet your loved one. And I've had thousands of people all over the world email me and say, oh, my God, I've just been up and spoke with my mother for half an hour.
I will. Obviously, you were meant to connect. Do you see what I'm saying? Because I kept thinking, I'm going to get connected to her somehow in this thing. And poor Desmond was listening. We have another caller, but I don't know who it is. You want to hold on a minute?
Yeah, go on.
Let me see who this is. Hi, this is Natalie. Can I help you? Hello? Oh, nope, they're gone.
Oopsie.
Okay. They went.
I don't know what the weather's like over there, but we've got a full storm going on here, so I don't know, like, you know, if you're getting bad weather over there, but wow, it's creating a lot of
communication.
Yeah,
no, it's good
problem.
Here. I mean, we got a lot of snow out west. I'm on the east coast, southeast coast, south, and, I mean, I'm not Florida, but I'm around the Georgia area in Savannah, by Savannah.
Oh, I'm
and,
so
but anyways,
jealous.
You know,
I
kept...
down there.
Uh-huh, what?
I love it down there in Florida. Oh, my goodness. I just love that part.
You would love Savannah.
Savannah
is one of the cities that's known for ghosts, seeing things. The only thing I've been there. I went there with my granddaughter for her birthday. We brought some friends of hers.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I, because she kept saying, Graham, do you get anything? The only thing I felt was a presence. I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything.
Yep.
But I knew there was something with us. I knew. I couldn't pinpoint it. But if you went to a place like that, you probably would see. You know, because you have so many gifts in so many areas. Yeah. Maybe I didn't even hear anything. Yes. Yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
But
Savannah,
you know, sometimes
Georgia.
That depends on your energy. You know, you're kind of in the energy of being with your family. And perhaps, you know, they weren't about. You just don't know, do you? Sometimes it's just different energies have to meet. Perhaps another day you'd go there and you'd be surrounded by spirit people. But they're the sort of places that I want to visit when I get well, definitely.
You have to get well. I mean, you have to keep doing your YouTube and you're going to finish your book.
Yep.
And what magazine are you doing? I'm going to have you write for my magazine. But what kind of magazine?
I do, over here, I think it goes over to the US, I'm not sure, but I do Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, I do Spirit and Destiny, I do a Haunted magazine, which I know goes over to the US, Haunted magazine.
And
I freelance as well, so there's all various other magazines that I just put the odd article in, but I'm actually a columnist, a resident medium writer for all of those three magazines. One of them is Diary of a Psychic. So I kind of talk about what I get up to and all the spooky things that happen. The other one, I'm a psychic detective, and I do investigate a lot of cold cases in the US, actually. So that's why I know my way around the US and the geography of it, because I do so much work on cold cases over there of unsolved murders and unsolved mysteries. It's really cool. I love that. And then the Haunted magazine is all about my paranormal investigations, seances, and times when I've physically met, you know, spirit people, either nice or not so nice. So there are a real good balance of writing that I like doing there. But as I say, you know, I've got six books that are all pretty much done. It's just getting time to get a proper editor in and then get them out there. You know, my first book is obviously about my journey from, you know, my road accident. So the first book has just been magnificent. It's been received exceptionally well. And it also highlights chronic illness sufferers, you know, and helps them get through their suffering, you know, their journey. Because really, you know, everybody's saying about the lockdowns and the pandemic, but we have that our whole lives. We are a prisoner in our own home all of the time. You know, I'm lucky that I've obviously got to a stage where I'm quite well. I'm very well. I just have to watch my energy. But there are millions, and, it's even tagged as millions missing over in the US, where, you know, we're missing from the world. We're missing from life because we literally are too exhausted and in too much pain to do anything apart from staying at home. You know,
I know.
So I like
you know, a lot of people are having so much trouble being home, though, Nikki, that... I feel for them. I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, I'm in a nice place, and soon I'll be able to sit outside in the morning and have my coffee and listen to the birds and watch everything.
Wow.
But if I came from Michigan, and Michigan, you don't get nice weather probably till August. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, really, it's, you know, here it's early. We'll have flowers soon. Next month we have flowers here.
Yeah, well, I've got flowers here because where I live, I live across from the beach. I ordered this because the angel realms also taught me how to cosmic order. And so I was homeless after my road accident. I lost everything. And now I've got a house across the road from the beach. And so all the flowers have started already because I'm in I'm in a milder part of the UK. It's that way down south on the coast.
Uh-huh.
And so I can literally walk straight across the road to the beach. And so everything's a lot milder here. So all my flowers are coming out. I can hear the waves now, even. I can hear the waves because they're quite rough.
Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that make you feel so good? That's why I don't like fall. Somebody says, well, why don't you like fall? It's so pretty. I said, because everything is dying. I like spring.
Yeah.
I want blooms. I want to see life begin. That's what I want. I mean, coming down here was the best thing I could have ever done. Of course, my son was here first, and that's why I came. So, now I have a granddaughter who's also very gifted. I think she sees. Sometimes she's really funny. I got to tell you this, Nikki. She'll say, come here. She calls me Graham. Come here, Graham. She says, when her mother and dad are not around, and she'll talk to me. I said, you've seen something? Well, yeah. I think she saw her grandfather. She's seen her grandfather.
Wow.
But in the beginning,
brilliant.
She was afraid. Until she started talking to me, and I kind of told her, that's a gift. Do not be afraid.
Well,
you know, I mean, I...
Well,
she loves that. And she loves to hear things about, I'm going to tell her all about you. She's going to love hearing about you. That's for sure. You know, she's pretty spirited, that one. She's just, she's in the 11th grade. And, you know, my son and I laugh. I'd like to lock her in a room and throw the key away. Because I don't want her to, isn't that awful to say you don't want them to grow up? You know they have to grow up and experience.
I know.
But we don't want her to.
I know, but there's a lot more children there now.
Yeah.
There's a lot more gifted children out there now, you know, to try and get this universe back on its heels again and trying to educate people about the planet and the animals and what we're doing too.
Right,
you know, we're getting a lot more indigo children, a lot more crystal children, a lot more aware children that are being more...
Yeah, I've been called a few things. I think
a
star seed. Somebody called me a star seed. Well, I don't know what I am. But it doesn't matter.
Yes.
What I'm doing, I know it's good.
An elemental. I don't even know what you look like, but I would assume that you've got like short pixie hair.
It's short.
You love. Yeah, it's like short. Well, short hair. You're not a girly. You very much are someone that will prefer to be in the company of animals rather than most humans. You love the planet, and it hurts you to see deforestation.
Yes.
It's almost like it's terrible. Like you've been stabbed.
I'm an empath. Yeah, you're right. I am. I cry.
I sob,
Nikki. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So do I. And that you're an elemental. It means that you have had some sort of experience where you have been part of the planet, either a sprite or whatever. It sounds a bit far-fetched, but basically your soul, one of your main soul groups of your makeup of your soul is that you are part of the planet. You're part of the animal kingdom. Archangel Ariel as well. She's part of your energy as well as Gabriel. And what that means is that you just want to keep bringing awareness, anything, you know, just picking plastic up off the beach, anything. And you also don't like rules. You can be very, very funny and you like to make people laugh. You hate being told what to do. You were mostly very naughty at school, or you just hated them telling you what to do, and you always ask why. You don't like, you know, institutionalized situations.
I was quiet in school.
Like
Nikki, I was so quiet in school because... I was quiet in school because I was learning. I was absorbing everything. And I'm pretty intelligent, and I didn't want my friends to know that much about me. It was instinctive with me. I didn't even think about it. I just sat there. And, I mean, and I can be quiet. I mean, I know it's hard to believe listening to me on the phone, but I can be very quiet.
Oh, no, so can I, though.
No, but then, yeah, there's two ways of, you can either be outspoken and be naughty at school, or you can be quiet because you don't feel you don't fit in and people won't accept what your belief systems are and who you are as a person. So I never quite fitted in. I'd always fitted in with older people because my soul was quite old, and I didn't like get in with the makeup and hair and boyfriend thing. You know, I was galloping on horses and going up mountains. You know, hiking up mountains. I was more of a toy boy. You know, toy boy. Oh my god, a toy boy, a tomboy, a tomboy. And which made
I was a tomboy too. I mean, I would rather. Well, I played with a lot of kids. You know, the girls, my friends, always wanted to play with dolls. You know, and what happened to me is, and you'll probably find this interesting. I mean, I've said it before, is that my dad would take me to the airport so I could watch airplanes fly.
Oh, wow.
I was 8 years
That's
old.
Amazing.
I have a love for planes. I've always felt that maybe one day I would fly. I mean, my dad says to me, well, you can't fly. Girls don't fly planes. And I looked at him, and I can remember rolling my eyes and looking away and thinking, well, you're not me.
Yeah.
But anyways,
you know,
and I would watch the planes, and the girls would say, my girlfriends would say, what do you want to go to the airport for? I said, well, what do you want to play with dolls for?
I know. Do you know
They're
what
not
I did
real.
With any dolls that were bought for me? I interviewed them as murder suspects because I always wanted to be a cop. That's what I did with dolls. That's what I did. I interviewed them pretending that they were like suspects.
And you know what? They never impressed me. I was never thrilled with a doll. I never had the doll that I wanted. So I just thought, okay. That's okay. I'll do something else. And I read a lot and all of that. It's strange when you look back on your life, and probably when you were a little girl too. Well, you know what you were doing. And then you get to be older and you think, wow, why did I do all of that? Well, you did all of that to get where you are today, and that's exactly what happened.
Absolutely
we know that.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
You know,
and for the record, I thought I could fly. You know, I was always obsessed with flying because obviously we remember it. We remember the fact.
I must
that
remember it. Yeah, I must.
Dimensions. Yeah, that's what that was about.
My dad would laugh. You want to go with me again? I said yes. If it wasn't raining and the weather was nice, Saturday we'd zip over to Detroit City Airport. There's three airports there. We went there, and it's still there, as a matter of fact, because my goddaughter lives there, and she said, "Oh no, it's still there." And they had the little planes, not the commercial ones, but the small ones. But that's what I wanted to look at. See, but you know, I was like this little thing wandering around, and my dad would get so mad at me. Where are you going? I said, psh, hold on. And I'd go talk to somebody like I own the place. I was this little twit running around. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had fun.
Oh,
great memories of that.
Well, that's good that you've got those great memories to connect with. It really is. Mine weren't so great, but they've made me who I am today, and I'm very proud of what I've achieved and what I've got through in my life.
So look at all the people you're helping, Nikki.
People, exactly.
You're helping.
And just from my bed is amazing. You know, do it from my bed and do it from my home, and people are listening and getting so much help and inspiration from it. It's just makes my world. I'm just so happy doing it. It's just incredible.
Oh, and I'm glad. I'm glad we met. I guess I should probably let you go. I think we've been on an hour. We could talk for hours, you know, you and I. I mean, just...
Oh, my goodness. I know. I could talk for England, the U.S., Canada, Europe. I could just talk for everybody in the whole world.
Well, it's 2 o'clock here, so what is it there?
It's now
5 hours, 7 something.
So it's time for me to go get some supper.
Yeah, it's 7 something there, right?
Yeah, it's 7 p.m. here, pitch black
and
miserable, raining, and there's a huge storm going on.
Oh, Lordy. Gosh. Well, I love you dearly, and I'm going to be emailing you. And thank you for calling in. I know this cost you money, but we tried, but we did it. I told you. You and I will do this. I told you in email. I never give up on anything.
No, I didn't. I was Googling so frantically to find out the international number, and finally I found it. Thank goodness. But it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you for having me. I'd love to come back at some point. And
well, you know you
shoot
will.
The breeze on everything spiritual.
Shoot
lovely.
The breeze.
Lovely.
I like it. I don't know. We're kindred spirits, you and I. I don't know. Just
definitely.
Definitely, but I will email you, and I'm going to go to your YouTube channel and look up some of this stuff. And thank you for telling me about Gabriel.
I that's just so wonderful of you.
Oh, my goodness. You are going to experience some amazing things once you connect with him.
Now, do I just ask for him to, how do I do that? How do I invoke him? What do I say? Just, Gabriel, what are you doing?
Well, there is a video for how to invoke angels on there. All you have to do is just sit there, imagine a bright white yellow light, almost like what you saw in your bedroom that day, and just say, Archangel Gabriel, I please call upon you to work with me, to inspire me, and allow me to feel your presence and show me. And once you've done that, you should see a feather or something personal to you. You think, wow, in about 48 hours, so he's heard you. And then find a meditation. As I say, the next meditation I'm doing is called Visiting the Source, and Archangel Gabriel will be part of that meditation. I recommend doing that because I think he's going to show you wonders, and it's going to open you up to a whole new ball game of awareness, and no doubt you'll see me at Myra as well. And I just think it's going to completely take you into a different zone of understanding the spirit world and the angel realm. I don't doubt it at all. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. You've got so much more to learn, and now is the time. You've met me, and this has happened for you.
I met you enough. Okay, world, here we are.
Right, you take care, darling.
You're wonderful. Okay, I love you dearly, and I'll catch you online. I mean, in email, and I'm going
to
check out your YouTube channel, and I will have you back, my love. Okay.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much for having me. You take care of your beautiful soul, and I'll speak to you soon.
I will.
Bye, lovely.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Bye,
okay, everybody,
bye.
That's it for today. Thank you for listening in. And Nikki's still on right now, but I'm going to tell you, Nikki, how I always – oh, no, she's dropped. How I always end the show, and that is believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And I've been putting that on my Instagram, which is Stars with a Z Psychics. You can catch it over there. I have a Twitter. I can't follow anybody on Twitter because – oh, they won't let me because I follow too many and I don't have enough people following me, but I'm Star Psychics over there. And you can always look up Natalie Sist, S-I-S-T, so it's sister without the E-R. I'm on Facebook. Oh, and then I've got Candy who does all the chat, all the promotions and all of that. So have a good day. It's just only 2 o'clock right here, so I have the rest of my day. And everybody, please be safe, and I'll see you next week. And I believe it's going to be regular time. It'll be at 8 o'clock. So, and then, you know, we change it. Then it's going to be out, you know, I mean, look ahead here. March, what do we got? I don't know. We've got somebody from another country. I haven't set up the time yet. So go to starspsychics.com, and at the top there'll be a banner, and it'll tell you the date and the time. And if it's a new time, it'll say notice. Change in time. I'll put something there. And everybody be safe. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.